Good evening. My name is John Kelsey. I'm director of the University of Oklahoma Baptist Collegiate Ministries and Paradigm Ministries. It is my privilege to introduce to you my friend Bradley Pilling, senior from Jinx, Oklahoma, studying psychology. And Bradley is going to share a brief testimony of God's love, grace, and mercy, and vision of disciple making as it works itself out in her life. So would you please join with me as I just lift up my sister Bradley to the Lord in prayer. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I just want to lift up my sister Bradley. Oh, Holy Spirit, thank you for saving her from sin. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would anoint her words. And Father, that her story would encourage us, challenge us. Pray, Father, that you would be glorified as you stand here with her tonight. In the name of Jesus, amen. Bradley.
Well, as Kels just said, I am Bradley Pilling, and I am a senior psychology major at OU. And I became a believer my freshman year at OU. Prior to that, I lived in a really non-Christian home. My family went to church periodically. Not regularly by any means. And I knew who Jesus was, but I didn't understand the importance of him in my life. And that's about the extent of that. And whenever I got older a little bit, I started having a hard time. I was hurting pretty badly, and I was going through like depression, and it was just causing me a lot of pain. And so I thought to myself, God cannot be real if he's putting this in my life. He doesn't love me if he's letting me feel this way. And so I decided that God couldn't be real. And so I came to OU, and my very first thought was that I am going to drink a lot, I'm going to do a lot of drugs, because I wanted to just numb that pain in the only way that I knew could do it, because I tried everything else, and it just wasn't working. And thankfully, I had people step in, and that didn't happen. I wouldn't be standing here today. And so my very first weekend, on Sunday, some people invited me to church. And for whatever reason, I said, okay. And so I went. And it was awesome. I got to see what real Christians look like, Christians that are walking with him. They're not stereotypical, and they're not out dancing on the school lawn like I thought. Those were the two options at my high school. So. And it wasn't that, you know, they loved God and they loved people and they were a light that I'd never seen before and a light that I wanted. And that was good. And then my friend, Erin Robertson, she was a year older than me and was at OU already. And she was living with Abby Solis. They just invited me to everything that Paradigm had to offer. And at first I said, no way, Jose, that's not me. I'm not here for that. And I gave them every excuse I had until I literally ran out of excuses. And so I went one night. And Kels, the director of Paradigm, gave his testimony. And even though his testimony was pretty different than mine, he had felt pain and he had been hurting, and Jesus had saved him from that. And so I said, I don't know about this God thing, but that sounds pretty nice, and maybe I'll try that. And so I kept coming back. And at first it was just because the people were so nice. Like crazy nice, they would do anything for you. And I liked that. I liked having people do stuff for me. You know, everybody does. So I kept coming back for that at first, for the people. But before I knew it, I was actually coming back for God. And that was a pretty interesting change in my life, to yearn for God. That's something I hadn't done before. So then, let's see, winter break comes around, and I get my grades back. And I failed two classes, so, okay. So I thought my life was over, right? That's what happens when you're a college student and you fail two classes. And so I wasn't going to get to have my scholarships. I wasn't going to get to come back to OU. I thought my life was over. And so that night that I got my grades, I prayed to God, and I was like, God, I mean, you can see what I've done. I literally failed my life, and I just need you. I can't do this on my own. I need you to pull me out of where I am right now, and it's not a good place. My parents were so good about it. They just talked to me, and they're like, why? Why did this happen? And so I told them that I slept through all my classes, and I didn't really go to class, and I took 4-hour naps every day. And so they didn't think that sounded right. And so my mom called the doctor, and I got an appointment the next day to see a sleep doctor, which my appointment should have been a month later, meaning I would have missed going back to OU because school would have started already, and I would have missed the deadlines for scholarships. But somebody dropped their appointment the next day, so I got in. And within that week, I find out that I was narcoleptic, and so I started taking pills, and I got all my scholarships back because it was a medical issue. And so I got to come back to OU, and that's random, kind of, you know. So I go back to OU, and I'm just on fire for God. I'm so excited. At first, people were asking me what I did over Christmas break, and I was like, I think I, like, became a Christian. They're like, oh, my word, and I didn't understand what it meant. But I was like, okay. So went back, and I was on fire for God. I was like, if I could become a Christian, anybody can become a Christian. So I was like, we're going to do this. And so with the help of Abby Solis, mostly, my roommate became a Christian. I was like, okay, there's the evidence. Anybody can become a Christian. And so I was like, let's do this. And then I went on a small mission trip to Canada over the summer of that year. And then I came back to school, and I was like, all right, Bradley, we're going to do this. We are going to make everybody that we see a Christian. Yeah, so that didn't work. I was living with some amazing people, and they really shaped my life and guided my life and showed me how to be a Christian and still somehow have fun and glorify God at the same time. And they showed me how to reach out to people and to love people where you are. And so that was a really growing experience, but I saw no fruit. And so that was really hard for me. It was frustrating because I had come to Christ so easily in my mind, so why couldn't other people? And so that was hard for me. But then I had to realize that I wasn't doing it through God, or God wasn't working through me. I was working through myself. And I wasn't leaning upon God. I was leaning upon myself. So I was getting burnt out and frustrated. And so that was really hard for me. I came back the next year, and I had just taken that summer to just pray for the people that would be living on my hall, pray that I would actually use God in this. I would use his power, not mine. And I saw just a radical change. Like, people loved us, and people wanted to listen to us, and they wanted to be around us, and that was so helpful for me. And I started leading a small group that year, and then my thoughts came back, because I thought, you know what, I'm not good enough for this. I've been a Christian for a year. How in the world did they choose me, and why, and what were they thinking? I was just like, I can't do this. It was always about what I could do, not what God could do. So that was really something that I had to see again, that I was leaning upon myself. And then the next year, that's this year, okay? Then this year, I'm living in an apartment, so that's something new. And that's supposed to be really hard, and so I just took that time to just pray so much about where I am. And I'm seeing stuff happen. I'm trying to lean upon God and rely upon him. But then I got asked to lead a village, which is a small group type thing at OU. And I just thought, again, why in the world did they choose me? I'm just comparing myself to all these people, and I think, I'm not strong enough of a Christian to do this, you know? And it shouldn't be me. Why is it me? And I shouldn't take this role because that's being selfish. And all these things, and I'm thinking of myself the entire time. I'm not thinking about how can God use me, or I'm not letting God into my life. And that's such a sad thing when he's so much more powerful than I am. And so that's something that I'm having to work through right now, is trying to lean upon God in all those times in my life that I haven't in the past. And so Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 has been basically my verse for the past 2 years. So trust in the Lord. No? Okay, now I'm nervous and I can't even say it. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. So all that is just putting it all on God, you know, not working through yourself. And so that's something that I'm constantly having to deal with. And where am I at? Okay, and so, yeah, and so I just basically wanted to say that if you're like me, if you were raised in a home that didn't know God, or you're here because someone was super nice to you and gave you a ride over here, and so you said yes, do it. Like, just let go of whatever it is that's holding you back. And for me, it was just fear, you know, fear of what people would think of me, fear that it might be a hard life, which it is. sorry. But it's not easy, but in those times that it is hard, you can rely upon God. He's got your back. He won't let you fall or stumble, fumble. And so I just let go of whatever's holding you back. And if you're on the flip side and you've been inviting someone and they're a punk freshman like me and they will not come because they think they're too cool for school, just keep at it, because you just never know when God is going to change their heart. You know, it can be at a time that you're not expecting. And so just keep on and don't get discouraged and just love God. So that's basically it. Thank you.